Good morning, and welcome to all to our second day of our conference of Publishing Sphere. We will start right away with the prologue by Ingo Niermann and Mara Genschel. Ingo Niermann is a writer and editor. He co-founded the revolutionary collective Redesign Deutschland. He also invented a term for everyone, the Great Pyramid. And in cooperation with the HKW, he started the international digital publishing project Fiction. Mara studied music at the University of Detmold and literature at the University in Leipzig. She works on visual and all aspects of poetry, as well as on questions about the conditions of production. And in 2012, she started her own edition concept by publishing small handmade brochures called Reference Flasche. You can have a look outside. In 2014, she stopped performing in public readings, and since then she has been working on new forms and problems of performing text, and I am very happy that we could that you accepted our invitation and will read or perform your work for us after Ingo.
Hello, thank you for your attention. Your concentration, maybe. So I read a text, a short one. It's actually a mashup of much longer texts, but you know, due to the circumstances, I condensed it a bit, and I'll present it while showing it to you on the background, and you can read it there and don't really have to pay attention to how I do it and how I pronounce it, and or of course look somewhere else, or even be completely somewhere else. Literature and concentration. Human labor is increasingly being replaced by machines when it comes to tasks of calculation, observation, and recollection. That demand a high level of accuracy, computers are also vastly superior to humans. At the same time, the demands made on humans to offer up their concentration in order to believe, choose, buy, love, or shape whatever it is they are experiencing are greater than ever. In a society premised on humanism, every social act is validated by people paying attention to that act. Or, in the vocabulary of system theory, symbiotic mechanisms of social communication must be experienced to be valid. Tactics that induce unconscious decisions, in advertising or love, for example, are considered unethical. Practice and medication can do only so much to enhance concentration, and so it has become a fiercely contested commodity, hotly pursued by an endless stream of new strategies and media. One activity that requires a particularly high level of concentration is reading. Reading involves an enormous narrowing of attention. No other medium conveys less information per unit of time than a text, and no other medium allows for less distraction. Text is the least tolerant medium in competition with other stimuli, and yet it also leaves the most room for your own imagination. Though decoding and comprehending a text occurs largely unconsciously with experienced readers, even trivial texts cannot be understood without consciously focusing on them. If you are listening to someone speak, looking at their face is usually enough to keep your mind on track. At first, reading is impossible without speaking aloud. It takes a lot of practice to read silently without even an internal voice. While rituals and trance have a special significance in pre-literate cultures, literate archa-humanistic cultures revere conscious self-control above everything else. It is not enough to do good. You have to choose to do it again and again. In reverse, those who do evil knowingly are punished more harshly. drug use is penalized, yet those who commit crimes under the influence of drugs receive milder punishment. Being conscious of something is valued all the more as people can only be conscious of so much at one time. Focusing on several things at once is hard to do and so taxing that is so taxing that it quickly wears you out. In other words, your concentration becomes worse and worse. If you want to increase your attentiveness, you have to carefully train it like a muscle and only gradually increase the burden. But even this won't do wonders. Machines accelerate and people procrastinate or celebrate a new slowness. Adolescence, where people have the most energy, is now less a time of impulsive actions than of continual scrabbling. At this point, literature could gain new importance. When you're really concentrating on the fiction that you're reading, it is like dreaming according to a scheduled program. You can imagine any kind of nonsense and it will hurt no one, where the more technology makes possible, the more of a burden its possible consequences become. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't know that it was so fast. My attempt to establish randomly called institution dilettantism et littéraire is not so much a reaction to the established, for example, publishing spheres of literature, but more an attempt to keep some smell of idealistic autonomy in questions of how to write, how to produce, or how to perform poetry. One book project recently kept mattering me and my bibliothèque dilettantism for several reasons. Maybe you're aware of it, I guess so. First reason is because it's form. It's a so-called an experiment in collective autobiography in a series of 10 volumes, and it affects my own book project of a biographie dilettantisme in a seemingly constructive way. Two, second reason, it's because their authors, 10 writers identified with language poetry in San Francisco, and they reflect their reading and performance methods in the period of 1976 till 79, and they provide some helpful ideas of performance that I haven't quite been aware of yet, or not of all of them. And the third reason is that the act of reading in English provides for me some extremely helpful results in my attempt of analyzing my own structures of dilettantism in terms of understanding, rethinking, memorizing, and productive and not so productive misunderstanding foreign text. Thank you.